Now it's time for part four of A Year on the Farm, a 12-part monthly series Cosmo's making with North Canterbury farmer and Kiwi farmer YouTuber Alistair Bird. First, we'll get an update on what happened on farm in December. Then Alistair and his wife Jenna get some calves ready to head out onto the hills.
G'day, welcome, and happy new year to all the listeners. So December we had weaning at the lease block, so we got rid of some lambs down there, and then ended up bringing those ewes back home to be shorn. So stop them getting fly strike, make sure they're all crutched up, and then they were dipped after shearing. So that was a good job, tidied up, and then we've actually been quite focused on getting a water supply done in December. So had a bulldozer here and pulled in about 4 km of pipeline, and then just been ticking away at that, really. Any spare chance I get between doing the stock work in the morning and then doing some water supply things later on. So yeah, the main reason for the water supply was all of the animals on the hills at the moment, just we had natural water, so creeks and springs and stuff to drink out of, and they weren't that reliable. And of course, you know, we don't want them to be traipsing around in creeks and springs and stuff, so we devised this water supply with PGG Wrightson's in Rangiora, and it's a big job, but we're nearly done.
Has that cost you quite a bit?
Yeah, yep, it's probably in the range of $40,000 all up. But it means that we can graze the paddocks up there more efficiently, and hopefully the stock won't have to walk up and down the hill so much to get water. So I think they do lose a fair bit of condition. They're like athletes just walking up and down the hills all day getting water and getting food. So hopefully they can just mooch around a bit more and put a bit more condition on.
There's a good covering of grass on the hills.
Yeah, we've got lots of grass. So these cows that we're working with at the moment, they're going to head up on the hill now, just after we're finished in the yards with them. And, yeah, they've got a fair bit of eating in front of them.
Noisy girls, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yep. We're about halfway through marking the calves, so there's probably still about 40-odd calves left that aren't on their mums, so they're calling out. Mums to them and them to their mums, yeah. And I'm probably about a month too late doing this, but it's a job where if we haven't already ear tagged them, we ear tag them and then put rings around the balls of the boys to turn them into steers, because it's more attractive to be sold at the sale yards at weaning as a steer calf rather than a bull calf.
Mm. Let's get out of the side by side and meet your calves.
Yeah, we've still got about 40-odd calves to mark and steer and then weigh, so we'll get into it.
The old wooden holding yard is in the corner of a paddock. It's made up of several large pens with gates that lead into a narrow central raceway. I'm going into the pen here.
Yeah, so this morning I brought all the cows and calves in and drafted the cows off. So we've just got the calves left in the yard, so we've got one dry cow over here as well that she'll go down the road. And then, yeah, so with the calves in the yards, we're just putting about 7 or 8 up the race, and then I jump in there and do the jobs.
Quite a physical job, I'd say, because the calves are quite stocky, aren't they?
Yeah, like I said, we're probably a month too late, so the calves are quite big. Their testicles are quite big as well, so quite proud of these. Like the cattle we have here, they're quite quiet. Yeah, so I can get in there. I haven't been kicked. Generally don't get kicked at all when you get in the race with calves. Then you can walk through them quite happily, even drafting the cows off. They're all quite quiet.
And what breed are these calves?
So generally we're an Angus herd. There's a few white faces and bits and pieces in here just from having Hereford through the herd. So, but we've got rid of our Hereford bull and we're just going with straight Angus. It's more desirable for the buyers. So all the replacements we're keeping at the moment are just straight blacks.
So you've got, several in the race here. What's the first thing you do?
We just go through, see whether they're a male or a female. and they each get a different earmark, well, the same earmark, but just in a different ear. And then for the boys, we'll put rings on their balls, and then that's it. I jump out, and we give them a vaccination, and then we run them across the scales and just weigh them. And that's just a record-keeping thing, and it gives us an idea of how they're doing and how they're tracking as opposed to other years, and we can kind of see where they'll be in another couple of months when it comes time to wean. We'll show you that once I start, but it's pretty cool. It's all uploaded and electronic and stuff, yeah. Yep.
Alistair's climbing into the tight race with these calves. What's your name?
Millie.
Millie, are you going to jump in with Dad?
No.
So Alistair is putting the ring around the testicle.
You just want to make sure you get both of the testicles in the rubber ring, because otherwise it's what they call a rig, and yeah, it means you're not really steering them properly and they can still be fertile.
Yes. Yeah. How long does it take before they drop off?
Oh, a month or so. Yep.
Do you ever see them lying around in the paddocks? Or?
No, you generally don't, no. No, not that I go looking for them up on the hills, but yeah.
Job done?
So that race is done, yep. We'll get our vaccination.
So what are you vaccinating for?
Oh, no, this is just a zinc, manganese, copper and selenium. Just to give them anything that the mother doesn't provide in the milk.
There we are, one of the calves is on the weighing machine.
So if you'll notice on here, I just scanned it with the wand, so it's got a little computer chip in its ear,
yep,
and its ear tag. So it's got its visual number, which is 40, its year, which is 22, the year it was born. That's the ID number, big long thing. And then we recorded its sex, so this is a heifer calf at birth. Breed doesn't really matter. And then now its weight is 146 kilos.
Jeez, that's quite heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. We aim for about 250 at weaning, so they've got 100 to go.
So that one's gone out. It looks like they're all a similar size. Is that normal?
Yeah, we've been working in the last few years about trying to get them in as even as possible, so having quite a tight calving spread. So 6 week calving. And then, yeah, also the animal health thing. So we had BVD, we've got rid of that.
What's BVD?
Bovine viral diarrhea. So it's something that is quite common in a lot of herds, and it can have quite a significant effect on calf weights as well as reproduction. So the cow in calf rates when they're getting calf can have quite a big impact on your farm.
How can you manage that?
We blood test everything. So we went through and blood tested everything on the farm, and then take out the what they call PIs. So they're persistently infected, and they are the ones that if you look at it like you've just got a cold. And the PIs have always got a cold, and they're always making everyone else sick. So you need to take them out, and then everything else will be fine. And so now we're just in a monitor phase. So we're just going to blood test the dry cows each year as we go through, just to make sure they haven't been exposed to any risk or any of that BVD. And the blood test will tell us that.
Hi Jenna, how are you?
Not too bad, a bit tired.
Yeah.
This isn't my favourite job. So this year he probably told you, we've marked the calves at birth. Mm. Yeah, and it's made it a lot easier. So normally I would be pitching in a bit more because I have to, whether it was jabbing or doing the B vitamins or whatever they are. And it does help, but I'm taking advantage of the fact that, yeah, he's got one less job to do.
You're standing back and observing.
I normally help, but, you know, if you're standing behind a gate and they just just move it with their foot like that, it can crush you.
Yeah. I mean, they're strong. I was just trying to hold one back before while Alistair was putting a ring on, and they're all muscle, aren't they?
They are. So strong, and they're so young. They're just like gawky teenagers. They've got limbs everywhere. They don't really know, have that much control. Or they're a bit scared, obviously. Someone's doing something to them. They want to get back to their mums. But no, I am a bit of a wuss, though. I just didn't grow up with cows. I'm okay. I just don't think I'm very helpful.
Do you prefer working with the sheep?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And do your kids, your two girls, help out on the farm?
Yeah, no, they are very good. But we try not to push it. And then they just chip in. And they started a wee entrepreneurial project. It was pretty cool. So under the cattle stop as you come in, because there had been a lot of rain, there was water under there, but there's no creek flowing in. And the girls noticed that there were some tadpoles in there. So I said, well, they're going to have to come out if you want to save, you know, the water's going to drain away before they hatch out into frogs. So they started scooping through the bars, and then they asked if they could put them on Facebook page and sell them. So they did. And we've got to open a bloody bank account for them because they made too much cash. It was $2 a tadpole, and they made nearly $100 each.
So people with ponds and things were like, yep, we'll have a couple.
Yeah, and actually, a lot of it was for their kids to see, you know, the whole life cycle, how you can see them grow little legs. And they'd done that as a kid, and they wanted their kids to see it. So some people drive out here and pick up, like, 2 tadpoles.
Have you still got some more tadpoles to sell?
We've got some left, but we're going to release them.
There was so many different things that I didn't think about. Yeah, being through social media and just how you reply, what happens if you sell them and you don't have enough, and all of that, they did it.
Yeah. Alistair's getting through the calves pretty quickly, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm still keeping my distance.
Another, 70 now? I think there's 90 in here, so another 30 or so. Yeah.
Will you get them all done today?
Yeah. Give it another hour and we'll get them all done. And then open the gate and they can start wandering up on the hill. Yeah.
Alistair and Jenna Bird talking to Cosmo at their farm near Oxford in North Canterbury. We'll bring you part 5 of A Year on the Farm next month. To see some photos from the day, go to our webpage. Just type RNZ Country Life into your browser and you'll find it.